We're looking at the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and the sugya of Hotzah, specifically focusing on Akira and Hanocha Me'al Gavi Mokom Dalet Al Dalet. The Gemara says the following: Poshat Ha'oni Es Yodo Amai Chayef. The Oni stretches his hand out into the Rishus HaRavim to receive something from the hand of the Baal Bayis. Says Akira was from the hand of the Baal Bayis. Amai Chayef. V'bi'inon Akira v'anocha me'al gabi mokom dalet al dalet v'leka. So the Gemara operates with the premise, without proving it, that mokom hanocha for Akira, for the Melech Sotso, has to be a minimum shear of dalet al dalet. And in the case of Yad, we don't have dalet al dalet. That's Gemara's kash on our Mishnah. Now let's take a look at Tosfos in order to understand what this is all about, this requirement of dalet al dalet. Tosfos di Ramaskal Vaha. Tosfos starts by quoting Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll see he quotes the Ri. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, She'ein regilus lehaniach hachefetz bepochos midalet. Tosfos says that this requirement, this prerequisite of dalet, is halacha in regilus. A malacha has to be done b'derech regilus. And a person puts a chefetz down on a significant spot that secures the object. You know, you don't put something on the top of a pole, you know, the ball on top of the pole. It's not going to last. It's not going to be permanent. It's not regilus, says Tosfos, to put it down there. And v'chein mistamoye b'mishkan. Whenever they did a meleches hotzah in the mishkan, they placed an object down, and the hanocha was in a makom dalet, a makom shavrogil, and they picked it up from the makom dalet. Then Rabbeinu Tam continues, Ulefi zeh hu adin b'derech hamase b'lochesha. Oh. So he says, v'chein mistoma hoya v'mishkan. What the premise of Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein mistoma hoya v'mishkan, is that every malacha, and hotzah no less than any malacha, has a well-defined ma'isa malacha. It's objective. That's the way it's done. Kidarko. And of course, we assume that in the Mishkan it was done kedarko. We learn Meleches Shabbos from Meleches HaMishkan. And obviously, the way it was done in the Mishkan is kedarko shel hamalacha. And therefore, the darko of Meleches Hotzah is Akira Vanocha from a Mokom Dalet al Dalet. Akira from a Mokom Dalet al Dalet, and Hanocha putting it on a Mokom Dalet al Dalet. If he picks it up from a smaller spot, that's already shelo kedarko. That's not the way it's normally done. And this halacha of kedarko, shelo kedarko, appears in the sugya. You'll see it on Yemar Makomos page, on Daf Tzadi Beis, where the Gemara says that if you write something, kelachar yad, let's say instead of using your hand, you do it in a very unusual way, you use your foot, or you write, you hold a pen or something in your mouth. In all these cases, you're potter from Meleches Ksiva because it's Shelo Kedarko. And the same thing applies in Otzah. If, let's say, you carry something on your foot or you carry something in your mouth from one rishus to the other, you're potter. Shelo Hotzi Kederech HaMotziin. That's not the Kedarko. So Rabbeinu Tam identifies the halach of dalet al dalet with the halach of kedarko, which applies not only in Melech Sotzah, but for that matter in every single malach. And if you take a look at Rashi here in the sugya, Rashi Dibam Askel Me'al, he also seems to indicate, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you need a certain chashivas to the malach. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam used the word regilus, Rashi uses the word chshivus. He says the havi choshev lemehevi anachaso anacha v'akiroso akira. If it's a dalet al dalet, that's called a significant hanacha, and taking it away and pulling it off, uprooting it, so to speak, from a makom dalet adal is also a chashuv malacha. So there's a condition in meleches hotzah, the ma'isa akira, the ma'isa noch, that it be b'chashivus, it's got to be chashuv. And the chashivus of an akira is when you take it from a makom chashuv. If you don't take it from a makom chashuv, then you really haven't, in a sense, taken the object away, uprooted the object. You know, you uproot an object which is established in a permanent place. But if it's not a makom dalet adalet, it's not considered that you really uprooted the object. The object was meant to be moved from place to place. It was only there on a very temporary kind of basis. So we need an akira chashuva, and we need a hanocha on a makom dalet adalet to make it into a hanocha chashuva. If it's pachos mi dalet adalet, it's not a malach chashuva. It would make sense to say that both according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the yisod, the underlying principle of dalet al dalet, both according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, is halacha meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves means it's got to be a malacha chashuva. For example, if you take a look at Rashi in Masechta Beitza, you'll see it on your daf. On daf, you'd give him in Beitz, Dibra Maskel Ella. And Rashi there is talking about a case of Hamadas Arema, where you gather together something, or it's already been gathered together, and you set it up in a straight position. So Rashi says, Lo Havi Malacha, that action of Hamadas Arema does not constitute a Malacha. The Malachas Machsheves, we require Malachas Machsheves Shehi, Meleches umnus. There's got to be some skill. Excuse me, some skill, something professional, something significant. Then asra Torah. That's what the Torah prohibits. And where do we know this from? Shenismucha parsha Shabbos lemeleches hamishkan bivayakel. In parsha Vayakel, you will see this smichus between Shabbos and meleches hamishkan. And there in Mishkan, it was a meleches machsheves. The melachos, the labor, the categories of labor were implemented by skilled professionals. And that means you require a certain level of chashivus to make it into a meleches machsheves. So we can identify the word machsheves here with chashivus based on the Rashi in Beitza. And here too, where Rashi requires an akirin anochmi al gabi mokum edal because of chashivus, it means that's the requirement, the standard of meleches machsheves, of meleches umnus. That's what the Torah prohibited. And that gives the action significance. Again, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the p'tur of pachos midalat al is kilachar yad, the way we interpreted Rabbeinu Tam, that also is derived from meleches machsheves. So, for example, if you were dealing with the universal standards of halach of a certain pu'ula, a certain ma'isa, you would not have a p'tur of kilachar yad. Kilachar yad would not undermine the status of that ma'isa. And, for example, in the case of get, you need a ksivas get. And if you take a look in Eben Ezer, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, both in the Chelkas Mechokek and in the Beis Shmuel, the distinction is made between writing the get with the right hand and with the left hand, which, again, according to the standards of ksiva in Hilchas Shabbos, Melechas Shabbos, this kind of ksiva, if a righty writes with his left hand, would not constitute a violation of meleches ksiva because it's kelachar yad. And both the Chelkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel point out that is a special, unique halacha in Shabbos. Ksiva, as one of the 39 meleches Shabbos, has to fill the requirement, the standard of meleches machsheves. Kelachar yad is mafkia meleches machsheves. It's not so choshev. It's not so professional. But in Hilchas V'Kasav law, as far as Ksiva and Get is concerned, we would say that even if it's a righty writing with a left hand, or vice versa, even though it's Kalachar Yad, there's no requirement of Meleches Machsheves with regard to V'Kasav. And therefore, I think we could postulate that as far as universal standards of Maisim the Ptur of Kilachayad, or the requirement according to Rashi of Cheshivas, would not apply. We would not be mafkia the status of the Maisa because it was Kilachayad. That's a unique Shabbos halacha, which is derived from Mishkan. And the Hekesh between Melechah Shabbos and Melechah Mishkan teaches me that you need a Melacha Chashuva. There's got to be a certain significance to that Melacha. Rashi and Besa therefore excludes Hamadis Arema. The Gemara that we saw in Daf Tzadi Beis here in Shabbos excludes the case of Yodo, of Raglo and Piv. Those are lacking in Regilus, in Machsheves, and in Chashivus. Rashi says you need a Meleches Umnus. That's a unique halacha in Meleches Shabbos. Ad Kan, up until now we have Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. But in the Hemshech HaDvarim, Tosfos quotes the Rif Yonah Mari, the Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo Mashma Dekoi Nami Achefetz. In other words, Al Yotze Ish Es Achefetz Mimkomo. Klomar, says Tosfos, Mimkomo Shel Achefetz. The Chefetz has a Mokom, and your violation of Meleches Hotzah is because you took it out of its Mokom. Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo Mimkomo Shel Chefetz. There's a Mokom for the Chefetz. And it would sound pretty clear that according to Rabbeinu, the Ri and Tosfos, we're not dealing, as Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would have it, with the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. But rather, Rashi is quoting a special pasuk here in Parashas Hotzah, Meleches Hotzah, Gzeiras HaKosuv, that you need a Maisa Akirin Hanocha, not just taking it out of Rishus HaYochid and placing it down in Rishus HaRabim, vice versa, but you also need an Akira Mimkomo Shel HaChefetz. And the Ri learns that Mimkomo Shel HaChefetz sets up a requirement of the Mokom. You need an Akira from a Mokom, you need Anoch in a Mokom, and this Mokom, derived from Al Yetzish Mimkomo, is only qualifies as a Mokom if it's got Dalet al Dalet. If it doesn't have Dalet v'Dalet, it doesn't have a Shir Mokom. Mokom is a halachic entity, and that is a requirement here in Akira and Anoch from Meleches Hotzah. If you take the object away from a makom which is less than dalet al dalet, you have not done an akira mimakomo shel achefetz, because less than dalet al dalet is not a makom. So let's just summarize that we have two approaches here. One approach is not that pochus midalet dalet is excluded, is not based on any psukim, but rather it's based on a universal principle that operates throughout Hilchos Shabbos, namely Meleches Machsheves. And then we have another approach, that of the Ri and Tosfos, that the Ptur of Pochos Midalet al Dalet is specific to Meleches Hotzah, derived from a pasuk in Meleches Hotzah. It's a definition of Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. We need a Mokom, and a Shir Mokom is Dalet al Dalet. Let's take a look in the Chiddush Ramban. It could be that the Ramban is also on the same page, the same sheet as the Ri Bala Tosfos. The Ramban says, "Vaha beinon akir vanochem agabi mokom dalid pirush gemara gmirale hachi." Meaning, this halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Mikroi Leslan, we don't have any psukim, but this was halacha that was passed down in the tradition of Moshe miSinai. V'afilu mimastisu mibraisa Leslan behedja. The braisa, and the Mishnah before the braisa, doesn't spell out that you need dalet al dalet. The Torah doesn't specify you need dalet al dalet. So the Ramban is perplexed. So what is the source for dalet al dalet? He answers that it's an ilchsa gemirale. And it would seem that the Ramban, like the Ri, is establishing his understanding that the requirement of Dalet al Dalet in Otzah is not a reflection of a universal principle in Hilchos Shabbos of Meleches Machsheves. Why does the Ramban have to say Mikroi Leslan? We don't have a pasuk for it. He's astonished by the fact that there is no pasuk. Who needs a pasuk? We can derive it from Meleches Machsheves. And Meleches Machsheves is itself a derivation from the Psukim, because of the Hekesh between Meleches Shabbos and Meleches Mishkan. So again, had the Ramban, let's emphasize this, been on the page of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the way we define their shita, that the p'tur of Pachos Midah is a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves, how could the Ramban say Mikroi Leslan? Meleches Machsheves is written in the Psukim. But rather, the Ramban understands that this is not Halacha Meleches Machsheves, but rather it's a din Mesuyam. It's a special, unique din in Meleches Hotzah. And that requires an Akirin Anochmi Al Gabi Mokum Dalit Al Dalit. Here the Ramban says, although I don't have a pasuk for this, as opposed to the Ri, who has the pasuk Al Yotzi Ishmim Kova B'Yom HaShabbos, nevertheless, although there's no pasuk, we derive it from a Hilchsa Gemirlon, Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. That the essence of this Moloch of Hotzah is when you take it out, remove it, and detach it, uproot it from a Mokum Dalit Al Dalit. Now the question I want to raise with you is the following question. In theory, conceptually, in abstract terms, could there be something which is called a makom le'inyan akirav anoch, and yet it's lacking in dalet al dalet? Meaning the following. If we take the approach of chashivus and regilus, perhaps we can find a case, or maybe more than one case, which, although it's less than dalet al dalet, it has regilus and it has chashivus. Then according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that would be a violation of Meleches Hotzah. You have an Akira me'al gabi makom chashiv and makom shirigilim. And therefore, according to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we can begin to think in abstract terms about a situation of a makom for Akira Nanoch, which although it lacks the size and the width of Dalet al Dalet, nevertheless, it is Chashuv and it is Ragil. And even if you succeed in finding such a situation, it wouldn't help according to the Ri, according to the Ramban, the way we interpret it. Because if there's a shear of Makom, then the fact that you have Chashivus or you have Regilus, that doesn't substitute for a shear of Makom. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Ramban says a shear of Dalet al Dalet, you have to do an Akira from Dalet al Dalet. All the chashivas in the world is not going to help you. And this is just a little background, an introduction to the next part of our discussion today. And that is the final answer of the Gemara's Kash that we began with. Poshat Ani is Yodo. We said that the Ani picks up the object from the hands of the Balabayas, and he's chayv when he takes it out. And the question is, but that's the hand is not Dalet al Dalet. And the Gemara Lamaskana, Daf Heyam and Alf, to answer this question, quotes the principle of Rava. Rava says, Yodo shal Adam chashuvalo ki Dalet al Dalet. That the Yad is considered like a makom Dalet al Dalet. Notice the word chashuvalo, which means chashivus. And this certainly is a very solid proof, an expression of the interpretation of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that the reason why we need Dalet al Dalet, that requirement is anchored in the halacha, the universal halacha in all of 39 halachas, namely Meleches Machsheves, that Rashi holds is no chashivus of an akir and anocha less than Dalet al Dalet. Now the Gemara, Rav is being mechadish, no, that Yadol Shalom chashuv alok in Dalet al Dalet. It's considered the same chashivus as Dalet al Dalet, and if it's an akir and anocha of chashivus, as if it were a makom Dalet al Dalet. There's no separate halach of Dalet al Dalet. Dalet al Dalet, according to Rashi, is required of chashivus. In fact, let's look at the next Gemara here on Daf Hey. Ma'u de teimani mili hecha di achshava hu li yode. Avol hecha de lo achshave hu li yode. Ema lo kamash malon. If something was in the hand and you take it out of the hand, you aren't machshiv that place as a makom dalet al dalet. Yodol shalom chashu alo. That's only with the chashivus. But in a case where you didn't give it any chashivus, it was a done deal, it was a given, that it was in the yad, maybe you're not chayiv for such a thing if you're okered from a makom, from a yad which is less than dalet al dalet. And according to Rashi, this havmina makes perfect sense because the whole sugya revolves around chashivus. We need dalet al dalet in order to make the malach into a malach chashuva. And therefore we want to know if he set up the Yad as a Makom Chashiv or not. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you need Kedarko in Meleches Hotzah, it also fits very well. Because what the Gemara is suggesting here, and Rav is postulating that Yado Shalom Chashiv Lo Kedalet Al Dalet, why? Because that's the normal way you do it. So it has the same Chashivah as a Makom Dalet, because what's the deficiency in less than Dalet al Dalet? What do you mean when you say it's not Dalet al Dalet? You're telling me that it's not Kedarko. But if I had a case which, although it's less than Dalet al Dalet, but it would be Kedarko, then Elchinami has the same status as Dalet al Dalet. Dalet al Dalet is only a means to an end in order to establish Kedarko and Kirigilus. In the case of Yado Shalom Chashuvalo means it's Kedarko. That's where we put things down and that's where we take things up. That itself gives it the status of Dalet al Dalet. But all this is true according to the approach of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. They're looking for Chashivus, they're looking for Gilus, they're looking for Melechas Machsheves, and in the case of Yod HaShalom Chashuvalo, you don't need Dalet al Dalet. But according to the Ri, who postulates that there's a separate Gzeiras HaKosuf, Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo, meaning you have to take the chafetz out of its makom, and makom has a shear of dalid al dalid. So what are you going to tell me? Well, yado shalom chashuv lo kedalid al dalid. Okay, he considers it as if it was dalid al dalid, but at the end of the day, it doesn't have the shear of a makom. I mean, the Rav Zichron of Racha gave an example once. He asked, "What would be in the Gemara of yado shalom chashuv lo kedalid al dalid?" If a person were to establish mechitzos that are yud fachim high that surround his yad, now the requirements for a rishus hayachid are the following: number one, it has to be a makom, which means it has to have a rochav of dalit al dalit. Number two, it's got to have mechitzos gvos yud fachim, and that establishes the makom as a rishus hayochid. So what would be, again, it's a little bit of a galechta, a joke, but just to get the point across, l'saber dozen on a pedagogic level and illustrate what we're saying over here, and the difficulty in understanding the re with regard to Yod HaShalom, if you had a yad, which is considered dalet al dalet, and you surrounded the yad with mechitzos, gvos yud, and you attached it in a very strong way, a permanent way, would that be Rishus HaYochid? And the answer is, that's a joke. Of course it would not be Rishus HaYochid. To qualify as Rishus HaYochid, you need a shear of Dalet Tfachim, Al Dalet Tfachim. And here we certainly don't have that shear, with all the respect to the Chashivas of Yad, but it's not the Roch of Dalet. And therefore we get back to the Sheet of the Ri, who says that there's Alocha derived from this pasuk that we need a shear makom, and a shear makom is dalit. If that be the case, then what's the Gemara thinking when it postulates that yado shel adam chashuv lo kedalet al dalet? Okay, it's got all the chashivas, but it's not a makom dalet al dalet. It's not a shear makom. To establish the shear, we need dalet al dalet. Literally, it's not enough to say he's machshiv this makom, and therefore you could establish a shear. And the truth is that this question is not just on the Ri, it's also on the Ramban. Because the Ramban himself derives Dalet al Dalet in Otzah, not from a pasuk, but at least from a Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos here on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Ela, Tosfos quotes a sugya in Erevin. And that sugya in Erevin, I think if we study it for a moment, will also support Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam against the Ri. The Gemara is talking about a case of roke. Let's say, for example, a man spits more than Dalet Amos Brishus Arab. And the question is that considered Meleches Hotzah? And the Gemara says in the name of Rav Yosef that indeed it is. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef Hishtin V'rok Chayav Chatos. Okay, as Hishtin, he urinates, or Rok, he spits, and he's Chayav Chatos if it travels long enough. Crack the Gemara Vahavina and Akirvanov Mel Gabi Mokum Dalit Al Dal Veleka. It's coming out of an orifice in his body, but that orifice in his body is not Dalit Al Dalit. So where do we have an Akirin Anoch in this case that he could be chayv for Meleches Otsa? And the Gemara answers a very dramatic answer. Machshavto mashvi le'makom. His machshava, the fact that he wants to do this hotzah, that itself makes it into a makom. The ilo te'mahachi, says Rav Yosef, you won't agree with me. What are you going to do with the statement of Rava? Hachi, the ilo te'mahachi, hadiyomar Rava. Rava has the following case. Zorak, he throws an object. V'hiniach bepi hakelev. And he wanted to feed the dog, so it lands in the mouth of the dog. Oh, b'piach kivshan, he wants to burn an object. And he throws it into the opening of this furnace. Chayav chatos. Rava says he's chayav chatos. He violates the Meleches Hotzah. And now the Gemara objects. V'habi inon. Hanoch al gabi mokom dalid v'leka. Where's the hanoch al gabi mokom dalid? It ended up in the mouth of a kelev. Or the opening of a kivshon, less than dalet al dalet. So why should he be chayv according to Rava? Ella, but rather we must conclude, machshavto mashvi le'makom. His machshava makes it into a makom. Hachinami machshavto mashvi le'makom. And we apply that to the case of Rock or Hishtin, and his machshava makes it into a makom. Again, this works out beautifully. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, if you're talking about a malacha chashuva, it's wonderful. Because as Rashi says over here, in Masechta Erevin, Dibra Maskil, Machshavta, Rashi says, she hates tzorech lekach, he needs it, he wants it to land in the opening of the, in the dog's mouth, or the opening of the furnace. And therefore says Rashi, kevin shu tzorech lekach, mashvi leila hotzor chashuva. If he needs it, that gives it chshivus. And Rashi says the requirement, the prerequisite of Dal Dam is called chshivus. According to Rabbi Nitam, we could say that this is also considered hana. When a person gets such a benefit, is that itself makes a kedarko makach. That's the way he does it. You know, if he wants to feed the animal, if he wants to burn it up in the kivshon, so he chucks it in and that's it. That itself is his desire. That's what he wants to fulfill, and that's the benefit that he gets. One could objectify this, since anyone in that same situation with those needs would certainly put the object down in that exact place. That's where he wants it to be. That makes it regilus. It's not unusual. That's the way you do it in those scenarios. But all this is good according to Rashi, Rabbi Natan. But if we go with the re, then at the end of the day, you need a hanocha me'agabi mokum dalet al dalet. Hanocha al-gabi mokum dalet al dalet. Akira mi mokum dalet al dalet. Veleka, we don't have it. His machshava hin, his machshava hair. That's wonderful. Chshivus, regilus, melech machshavus, and so forth. But there's a separate din and a shir in mokum as far as melech sotzah is concerned, derived according to the reef of a pasuk. According to the Ramban from Aloch Lamosh Misinai, if that makom has to be dalet al dalet, I don't care what he's machshiv, it's not dalet al dalet. You can't take a shear and say, well, for me, it is that size. It's not that size. You know, you take an olive and it's less than a kezayis, a small, small olive. Or you cut up. So you wouldn't say that he has the shear of a kezayis just because he has that benefit from it. It's not a kezayis. And here too, we have a shear of dalet al dalet. It's not dalet al dalet. Oh. So in order to make some progress with this, what I suggest we do is study the Ramban inside. The Ramban is here in Shabbos on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. You'll see it on your pages. He says, for one thing, that the halacha of machshavto mashvi le'makom in that sugya in Erev in Tzadites is Eina Omrim b'malacha atzma shetehei machshava oso samalacha sharei machshiv laniach v'yeno meniach. Says the Ramban, machshava itself cannot be sufficient, cannot operate here to create a makom hanocha for which you be chayv. Why? Because you need dalet al dalet, and you don't have dalet al dalet. And basically, his machshava, according to Rabban, is to place it down in a makom that's less than dalet hal dalet. So there's no machsheves hanocha or meleches machsheves meleches akira. There's a different kind of a machshava to put it down on something that's less than dalet hal dalet. So why would machshav to mashvili makom? On the contrary, it makes it even worse. His machshav is to put it down in a place which is less than dalet al dalet, and the requirement of meleches otzav via this halacha moshmi Sinai is hanoch vakir makom dalet al dalet. So what does it mean machshav to mashvili makom? How could his machshav itself make a malacha into a malacha when he has a machshav to put it down on a place that's less than dalet al dalet? So the Ramban explains, avol ikar adover kachu. You see it in the Ramban. Kisha adam mechashev lemalacha viosa osa. Let's underline those words, viosa osa. Kigon zorak bepi kelev shumiskavin lachilo v'hu ma'achilo. There's a purpose here. He throws it into the mouth of the kelev to feed the dog, and the dog eats it. Osa achila mashve piv shel kelev lemakom. The fact that he wants to place it down in the mouth of the dog and feed the dog, the achila itself, in this case the achila sa kelev, which is what he wants, that creates a makom. V'chein, says the Ramban, sreifas pi hakivshan. It's the sreifa in this place, that's the opening of the furnace, that's less than dalet al dalet, that itself, since he wants to burn it there in the kivshan, putting it down in that place makes the peh kivshan a makom dalet al dalet. Why? Lefisha hanocha zu chashuvalo lefi kavanoso yosemi makom acher. There are many, many makomos that he could have chosen, but one makom is singled out. That's his desire, his intention, and that is above and beyond every other makom. And therefore, the hanocha in that makom is chashuv. Now, what does he mean? He says, v'chein hashtonas hasheten v'yurikas harok shehu miskaven linakos atzmo mehen v'yosekach. A person wants to get rid of these liquids from his body, and that's what he does. Migu davya malacha lekach havya malacha le'inyin Shabbos shezu meleches machsheves aval im daito l'niach al kavi mokom she'eno mokom dalid pame yaso sol melocha gemura. In other words, if his intention was to put it on a smaller place, how can his machshava make it into a makom dalet al dalet and call it a melocha gemura? Hare eno miskaven el l'niach sham. That's just a kavona for hanocha. V'eno sanocha klum, but that hanocha is nothing. Sadarabi, he's putting it in a place that's less than dalet al dalet. Nimtzeh shalom is kavin lanicha. As far as hilchas hanochas makom is concerned, he did not have kavona for hanocha. Ukshem shein hanochas malocha, kach makshavto ena malocha. His machshava cannot create a malocha when there is no malocha. He was meiniach in a place that's less than dalet al dalet. In other words, according to the Ramban, if we read this Ramban carefully, the svara, the principle of machshav to mashvilei makom, does not mean that his kavana or his machshava to put it down there makes it into a hanocha, makes it into a malach hashuva, the way Rashi says. Because he wants it, that makes it into malach hashuva, or Rabbeinu Tam makes it into malach regilus, darka b'kach, etc. No. On the contrary, according to Ramban, his kavana to put it down in a place that's less than makom dalet will not help at all. That means that he's not doing a malacha. But rather, the chshivas of the malacha, because again, let's just emphasize this, the chshivas of his maisa is based on his hanocha in a certain makom. Here, this makom is not a makom as far as the shir of dalet al dalet is concerned, therefore you can't give chshivas to the maisa hanocha. However, what happens when he throws it into the piyakivsha piyakelev? There, the tachlis of the maisa, the whole meaning and purpose, objective of the maisa, is to put it in that makom. In other words, the maisa of sreifa, the maisa achila, is that makom. That is the makom sreifa. That is the makom achila. That becomes now the makom shel chefetz. Whatever he's trying to consume in the fire, its makom is in the fire, in the piakiv shon. Whatever he wants to feed to the kelev, the makom that he wants to get to, the makom shel chefetz, is the piakelev. And therefore, migu dehavile malacha umakom linyan sreifa v'achila. The sreifa v'achila makes the makom into the makom achefetz. And therefore, it's also a makom as far as Melechus Shabbos is concerned, for Akira Nanocha. What's clear in the Ramban is that the requirement of Akira Nanocha, al gabi makom dalet al dalet, is not Hilcha Shiurim in the classical sense, that we need that the object land in a makom that has the shiur of dalet al dalet, dafka, and less than that will not do, but rather the din of dalet al dalet is that we need Anocha al gabi makom. Normally a makom is dalet al dalet. But if the makom for other maisim is less than dalet al dalet, like pikivsham pi kelev, then that's called al yetze ish mim komo. Al yotze ish mim komo means makomo shel chefetz, or the halacha mosh misina the Ramban. Chazal hold that a makom has to have dalet al dalet. If it's less than dalet al dalet, it doesn't have the chshivas of makom, and therefore it's not considered anocha and akira. But that only applies in general when a person places the object down. Did he place it down in a makom? But here we have machshavto mashvile makom. The emphasis on the word makom, meaning since this is a makom, despite the fact that it's less than dalet dalet, but it's a makom because that's where the achila, that's where the sreif has to take place, in that makom. That's where the chifetz has to land. That gives it a chshivas of makom, even though it's less than dalet al dalet. And that makes it a kiyum. You've fulfilled the requirement, the prerequisite of al yetze ish mim komo, mikomo shel chefetz. And the truth is that even if we don't go with the Ramban, we still basically come up with the same machshavto mashvile makom. In other words, the ma'isa v'loch of zrika b'pi kelev, or b'pi kivshan, the sreif kivshan, means that the machshava itself makes it into a makom. Even according to Rashi and the Ri, you want to make sure that there is a chshivas of makom, and the fact that you want to put it there, and that's the regilus, that gives the chshivas of makom. The chiddush according to the Ramban is machshavto mashvile makom, meaning we don't need dalet al dalet as an absolute requirement of makom. We need to somehow set up a relationship between this location X, we'll call it X, and the object. And that would itself engender the shame makom on this place X, we called it, even if it's pachos mi dalet al dalet. And the Ramban's language is very clear. He says osa achila mashvi piv shel kelev makom. The Ramban is saying that because he wants to feed the animal, the peh of the animal itself becomes the makom of the chefetz. And the Ramban says the same thing in the case of machshava atzma, chal al mokom pochus vidal ba shem mokom, that his machshava itself here, in this case, since he's interested in achila and he's interested in creating the sreifa, makes the mokom, even though it's pochus vidal dalet, into a mokom, and it has a shem mokom. And therefore, we understand very well why, in the case of Pikivshan, or the case of P. Kelev, we don't need a makom dalet al dalet, because dalet al dalet is not a shear in the maisa akira, the maisa hanocha, and less than that would not do, but rather it's a tnai in the makom. Do we have a chal shem makom? And machshavto, in the case of a pu'ul like achil and sreifa, is enough to engender a shem makom, even though it's pachos mi dalet al dalet. And if this be the case, let's go back to our question from Daf Hey of Yado Shalodim Chashuv Lo Kedalet Al Dalet. We asked, that makes sense if the deficiency of Pachas Midal was Chashivus, this gives it Chashivus. But rather, according to Ramban, what we're going to suggest is that the Yad itself is a Makom unto itself. Yad is not like any other Makom on the face of the earth that requires a shear of Dalet Al Dalet to engender the status of a Makom. Rather, when we say Yodel Shalot B'chashuvalo, what it means, chashuvalo means a cholekes makom liatzma, it separates itself as a makom into itself. Every other location or spot on the face of the earth requires a process, a prerequisite in order to create a shem makom, and that is we need the size, the width of Dalet, Tfachal, Dalet, Tfach. But here, in the case of Yad, Yad is a chashivas unto itself. It has a chashivas of makom. It's like any other makom that has Dalet on top. Again, this has nothing to do with setting up Rochav Dalet al Dalet. In other words, as we said before, it would be a joke to say that you could set up Mechitzos around the Yad and create a Rishus HaYochid from the Yad itself, because it's got Dalet al Dalet. No. There we need a Rishus. In order to establish a Rishus, meaning Rishus HaYochid, we need a Rochav of Dalet al Dalet. The Yad doesn't have a Rochav of Dalet al Dalet. The Yad al Shalom Chashuv al Kedalet al Dalet doesn't make it into Dalet al Dalet. There the Shir of Dalet al Dalet for Rishus HaYochid is Shiurim. It's a classical case of Shiurim. And less than Dalet al Dalet won't do. The Chal Shem Rishus depends upon the Shir of Rochav Dalet al Dalet. However, although you could not make a Rishus HaYochid out of the Yad because it doesn't have Dalet Tfachim and therefore couldn't be Rishus, we need a prerequisite of Rochav Dalet al Dalet. But however, in the case of Yad, that's something different, because there we're talking about a Mokom Anocha, a Mokom Akira, and the Yad is considered a Mokom unto itself. It has the Chshivas of a Mokom without the requirement, without the condition of Dalet al Dalet. Now, if you take a look at the words of the Ramban, it's also possible that we could fit a little bit of Rabbeinu Tam into the words of the Ramban, that Dalet al Dalet is a Kedarko requirement in Meleches Hotzah. And the Ramban does mention here Meleches Machsheves, so Darko B'kach would not be foreign to the words of the Ramban. And if you look at Rashi on Daf Gimel, Dibra Maskel Yodo, Rashi seems to indicate that the entire din of Akira and Anocha is not part of Melech Hotzah. It's just a Tanai. That's the derech that we do the Melech. He writes, V'ein derech Hotzah below Akira v'Anocha. And therefore, the condition of Dalet al Dalet for Chal Shem Makom is only a condition in the Kedarko of Melech Hotzah. And therefore, we could say, according to the Ramban, that Zorik Pi Akivshon or Pi Kelev is considered a valid Hanocha to engender a Chiyuv Meleches Hotzah, because since it's Derech that the Kelev eats, right? It's Derech Achilas Kelevu, and that's the way he does it, in his mouth, or Derech Sreifas to throw it into the Pi Kivshon. And therefore, it's a Mice of Kedarko as far as Akira and Anoch is concerned. And then let's reread the words of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Lefi Shehanocha Zu Chashuvalo Kefi Kavanoso Yoser Mimokom Acher. And then he writes, V'derech Hanocha Zu Bekach. Since he's Machshiv this Hanocha, it becomes a Kedarko. So you see that the Ramban incorporates these cases of Pikivshon and Pikelev into the broader framework of Kedarko, of Derech Hanocha. And therefore, these two actions of Achila and Sreifa, in these cases, are considered Meleches Hotzah. And why? Because if it's a Maisa Kedarko, Fizrikas Kelev, P. Kelev, it's a Maisa Kedarko Bezrikas P. Kivshon, then you fulfill the requirement of a Maisa Kedarko, and you can be Chayav for Hotzah with this kind of Hanocha, with this kind of Akira. And the Ramban's language, Migu Dehavi Melech Lekach, Havi Melech Linyan Shabbos, Shizu Meleches Machsheves. It would seem that he's creating a Kedarko because he's placing it into the P. Kelev, in order the caliph eat, etc., etc. And so too, if you put something down in someone's hand, that's also kedarka v'kach. And if you look at the next piece in the Ramban, he pretty much spells it out. He writes, Teda tohamrinon hasam b'shili hazorek im hoiso shabos votzio b'fiv chayov v'may ho'ein derecho tzobekach chlomer b'fiv elo machshavto mashvilei mokom Mokom. He quotes the Mishnah Tzaribeis Befiv uvamarkeg potur Homachavin lahotzi befiv. You have cases where he has kavana, but he does it in a way that's unusual. And therefore, the fact that he has that machshav to do it that way would not in any way replace the requirement of kedarko. And the Ramban continues, and he says, "V'chein nami nagar ayotze b'kisem sheba oznov u'v'shulchani b'dinar shevet zavaro." Rabbi Meir amai potu le'machshav to mashvili mokom afal pishen derech hotza b'kach. So although hotza b'piv, hotza b'marpek is not considered kedarko, and therefore you're not chayef of lechas hotza, but nevertheless, in the case of these umnin who put things behind their ear, etc., or around their neck, is in those cases that's considered kedarko for those individuals. Shmamina shiny miskavin lachila ve ochel, demigid mahani machshavto lachila, mahani machshavto leisa shabbos, leshavi malacha, de derech malacha zu bekach. It's really clear from the Ramban's language that he's trying to fulfill the requirement of kedarko. And since kedarko, if you want to feed the animal, to put it there, and the same thing for kevshan, if you want to burn it. And it's like the case of those umnin who are chayef from aleches hotzah bidinar bitzavaro. He puts the dinar, he tucks it into his neck and he carries it that way. He's a shulchani, that's the way the shulchani does it, the money changer. Or the case of kisem sheba oznav, a carpenter will put a piece of wood behind his ear, that makes it kedarko b'kach nefis chayef melechas hotzah. So it really seems quite clear that the Ramban is interpreting this issue of pachos midalad al dalad and Yosef Midalad in the light of this universal concept in Melachas called Kedarko Shel HaMelach. And this is basically the mission at the beginning of Habona that speaks about Kedarko. And therefore it would seem logical to assume that when the Ramban says Migudavi Melach HaLinyin Achilavi Melach HaLinyin Hotzah, he's talking about the Svara of a Maisa Kedarko. That if, with regard to one dimension of his action, this is Kederech, meaning the dimension of feeding the dog, in Cain, therefore, shuv, as far as the other dimension, it's considered nidom kedarko. Meaningly, as far as the hotzah element is concerned, it's considered a hotzah kedarko. And therefore, we come to the conclusion that the Ramban is on the same page as Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and this requirement of dalet al dalet reflects a universal din that applies in all Malacha Shabbos. And for example, in the case of Meleches Kosev, if he's a righty and he writes with his left hand, on the one hand, that's not Ksiva Kedarka. But if he would have some sort of a need to write with his left hand, for example, let's say he has to strengthen that part of his body, and the Derech HaMisrapim is to do it that way, you know, the doctors tell him to use his left side when he writes, then we would say, Migu, Tahavi Kederech Le'inyin Refuah, it's Havi Le Maisa Kederech, Gam Le'inyin Meleches Hotzah, Meleches Kosev, whatever the case may be. So the Kedarko of Meleches Kosev is set up, is engendered in the case of a person who has to be Mechazik his goof by writing with his left hand through the Derech HaRofim. And so too, if a person's hotzah was in order to feed the kelev and pikivshon, that itself makes it kedarko, and the hotzah becomes a malacha kedarko. Now, I don't know if we have time today to cover Kiveger there on Daf Kuf Beis. He has a kash on the Gemara. The Gemara equates zarak lepia kivshon to the case of motzi befiv, and the Gemara wants to activate the principle of Machshavto Mashvilei Makom, which operates in the case of Pikelev, Zarek Pikelev, to the case of Motzi Befiv. And he says the following. He says, Lo zachisi lohavin de le'inyan hotza b'peh de miftere mishum davik lachayad is b'ze shayach de derech achila b'peh de urchi b'kach lo mikri kilachayad ukmo isha diotzeis b'machat hatchuva b'begadeh de lo avi kilachayad came in the isha darka b'kach. But Kivega wants to know that to the same extent we say that achilas peh makes the peh into urche, into darka b'kach, and it's no longer kilachayad when he throws it into a mokum that's less than dalet al dalet. The same logic should apply here in the case where he writes something with his mouth. That itself should make it into kidarko. Is keva the derech achila b'peh, urche b'kach, v'lo mikri kilachayad. And he quotes the case of Isha Yotzis b'machat hatchuva b'bigda. That's not considered kilachayad. Came the Isha darka b'kach. That's the normal way she would do it. Is the why not say that in a case where a person has to write with his mouth, that should make it into darka b'kach? That's the question of Rabbi Kivager as far as the sugya there on Kuf Beis of a person who write something with his mouth. And the answer to Rabbi Kivega's kash has to lie in this distinction between the case of makom dalet al dalet, as the Ramban says that it's not darko in a makom anochel gabi makom she'eno dalet al tapochus. Then, if we say that, well, this is the kedarko in order to get the animal to eat, etc., etc., that makes it into kedarko. The fact that he decides he wants to write with his mouth or carry something in his mouth, that machshava cannot make it kedarko b'kach. Again, if you had some sort of a classical case of kedarko by being kosei v'peh or motzi v'peh, then Rabbi Kivega would have an argument. But one thing is clear, and that's why we mentioned this, Rabbi Kivega, that he is learning the way we learned both in Rashi, and now we're extending it to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, we're extending it now to the Ramban, that the problem of Pochos Midalet al Dalet in Anoch and Akira is that it's not Darko B'kacha. We're dealing not with a unique halacha as the Ri would have it, derived from a pasuk of Al Yetzish Mimkoma B'Yom HaShabbos, as a unique Zeres HaKosuv in Melech Sotzor, but rather we're dealing with categories of objectifying the malacha by having a kedarka, a meleches machsheves halacha, and that's how the sugya of pi kivshan and pi kelev has to be understood, that since the achila and the sreifa is kedarka, that's the way you're going to put it down, even though it's not dalet al dalet, that itself makes pochos mi dalet al dalet into a hotzah kedarko, and it sets up the akira nanocha as a pu'ula hamachayevs. Okay, Rabbi Osei, we'll stop here.